And just to start off, where there's nothing covered that will not be revealed, or hidden that will not be known, and salute 12:2 King James Version. We were told there has been 15 meetings. They're not public meetings. Were you all able to ask a question? There hasn't been a meeting publicly that isn't to a select group and control since this whole thing has started. This, I've told people, I got called by the Denver Post and said, hey, your commissioners put home rule on the ballot. I never heard of this. What is this about? And why not doing it in 2024 or 2026 when we have broad participation, people would know what's going on, and you wouldn't have to spend $500,000 for special election. I'm agnostic on home rule as a general concept. It could be good, it could be bad, but this is very, very bad. It's not being done in good faith. It's being secretive, it's rushed, and it's being done not for the good of the county, but for personal interests and support of special interests. Only two counties in the history of Colorado ever adopted home rule, Weld and Pitkin. They both did in the 70s due to citizen initiatives to rein in a corrupt county government. And they had dozens of public meetings. This is being forced by a county commission that's spent less than 90 seconds. You can go and look at it. Less than 90 seconds deliberating and then voting on the most important political decision a county can make. And they're being dishonest about what it can do. This is what's getting me off track on what I wanted to say. That slideshow presentation, you remember how they said they could opt out of the state minimum wage? That's a constitutional provision, and yet they're passing that. They were passing the other day they could outlaw abortion in Douglas County by zoning regs. That's false as heck. You may be against abortion, but it was just put in as a constitutional right in Colorado. They are not going to be able to do that, but they tell people that to scare conservatives into voting for something that is not in the best interest of the county of the whole. They just got through telling you, oh, we could have reduced property taxes. They can reduce property taxes, the mill levy, when they bring that up on the State Board of Equalization. I was on the State Board of Equalization. I got removed because I moved from Douglas County and they were concerned I'd go soft rather than do what was necessary. What they don't tell you is, oh, if we're a charter, you know, our own county, we can opt out. The State Board of Equalization is there to make sure counties don't artificially depress their property values so that South Metro, who's covering multiple counties, won't have beggar thy neighbor policies going on. That's why they got overturned. Not because they said they were trying to artificially reduce property taxes rather than doing a proper assessment. But what home rule can do is allow people to entrench their power. If they could do what they say they could do, you don't think Weld County would have done it already? They're far more conservative than Douglas County. And they have it because they can't. It's an effort to entrench power. You've heard it. Three, to stay at large, in service of special interests. Your own stack survey, is that the end or 3 seconds?
That's 3 minutes. I'll give you another 30.
Oh, well, thanks. Their own stack survey, which we referenced, one of the board members, said 54% in Douglas County don't want this. And I know it was a stack survey because I tried to take it and I wasn't allowed to once I said I worked for the government. And neither my daughter nor my wife was allowed to take the survey, both of whom would have voted against it. So my daughter, who's serving as a submarine officer, her opinion doesn't matter. And my wife, who's working at Alzheimer's Institute, her opinion doesn't matter. They tried to stack this, and yet still, 2/3 of Highland Grant said, no, we don't want it. Now, we may get to the vote, but this is being done in the dark of night, and nothing good comes in the dark of night. Thank you.